Hey, Roger that. I upped the power a bit. How is that good, sir? Yeah, it's a little bit better there. How you doing this morning? Keeping warm? Yeah, pretty much, keeping warm and just chilling out here with some coffee and stuff, holding all nighter and, you know, just drinking some coffee and everything, whatever else. How are you doing, sir? What's happening up there with the weather? Yeah, pretty much the same here. I pulled an all-nighter too watching football and still got a little bit of the Lions hangover, but other than that, it's, I don't know, I think it's about 2 degrees out here, just having my coffee and watching the inauguration. Over. Yeah, Roger that. I didn't know the inauguration was on. I might have to switch over and take a look there. Yeah, it's 6 degrees according to my computer. It's 6 degrees here in Warren and cold weather advisory. Hey, no kidding there, Roger.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, it's a good day to be hunkering down for sure. Yeah, the old inauguration is on. I think he gets inaugurated at 1 today, but of course you got all the festivities before. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. I'll skip that little bit of that part then. I wanted to the part where he gets inaugurated. Did I say that right? I don't know. I've been up all night, like I said, probably a little more than 24 hours, so if I mispronounce, probably end up mispronouncing my call letter too. You'll understand there, Roger.
Yeah, sometimes I can't remember mine either, especially if it pulled an all-nighter for sure. Over.
Yeah, it's been a couple months, but I still screw up sometimes, you know, WSFZ. Try saying that fast, you know. And sometimes, man, I got to think, it's like, wait a minute, what is it again, WSFZ? But, yeah, it gets a little tongue-tied. I wish they'd be a different call letter, set of call letters. I was told you could change them, but I ain't gonna go through all that. I was WSFZ-793 for moral purposes. But I ain't gonna bother that. So what you got out for the day? Just staying in and staying warm there, sir?
Yeah, that's about it for sure. But yeah, I would not wanna try and go back and change my call letters. Hell, it was hard enough just trying to navigate that website to get your damn license to begin with. I still can't believe how hard it was, but I think that was the hardest thing. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't know if I told you the quick story, what I told other people, but my friend and I both got into this together, and we both were getting our licenses, and I had a really tough time on the computer. Everything was all screwed up and frustrating, and he was doing the same thing, and, you know, getting all frustrated. He called me on the phone, and he's telling me, I'm calling these guys, man, and I told him, I said, yeah, call them and tell them, man, you strangled your wife, and you're about ready to jump off a bridge, you know, because of this. And he laughed and he told me, you know what the funny thing is? And I said, what? He goes, at the bottom of the page, there's a suicide hotline there. Go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. I heard that before. I never saw that. But, yeah, I can see it. Everybody I've talked to said the same thing. It's very cumbersome trying to figure that website out. my biggest thing was I got it all done, and I couldn't figure out how to pay. And I want to say it took us the next day or something, but I figured it out. But I was like, I don't even know if it went through. But like a day later, I got an email saying I got, you know, sent my license. But, yeah, I would say after all that, it'd be real easy to get a ham license over.
Cool. Well, there's
tonight. Everybody I made contact with, pretty much, you know, if they brought up the GMRS license, I said, by the way, I said, how did you like applying for your license? Same thing, like from you and everybody else. Oh, my God, you know, I think it's Wade out of Redford, WSCV 387, told me that it used to be something about it used to be easier, but now they got that. I got this stuff all screwed up, the pages and everything. I took the practice test once on the 2-meter, and I know they tell you if you're wrong or right on the answers, but I got them all right. I didn't have none of them tell me wrong, so I thought about looking into that there. Go ahead.